I'll just take a couple of minutes and I'll do as I promised to give you the story, the whole story of Ruth from my children's book that someone sent to me as a gift. I apologize to whoever sent it that I haven't written a thank you note, but I don't know who you were. So I'm sure you'll come and tell me now. So close your Bible, sit back, and here's the story of Ruth. It's called I Love Ruthie, the story of Ruth and her one true love. It goes like this, it can't be true. I can't go on. Oh, everything we had is gone. Naomi wept. Poor Ruthie cried. Naomi's precious sons had died. And oh, one precious, priceless son, Naomi's son, that very one was Ruthie's husband. Lord above, her one and only, one true love. Now, sometimes when it rains, it pours, and this time it would pour for sure. For evil people ruled the land, as evil people sometimes can, and sometimes will, and sometimes do, when you and I allow them to. From here to there, from there to here, the food began to disappear. It filled the people full of fear, yes, full of fear from ear to ear. Orpah, Ruth, Naomi cried, the time has come, we must decide, we have to leave, we cannot stay, not now, no way. From north to south, from west to east, the men are gone, extinct, deceased. Without a man, Naomi said, we're all about as good as dead. Now, ladies, things were different then, so don't get too upset. Amen? Just look at me, I'm old and wrinkled, sagged and bagged and crooked and crinkled, crumpled, puckered, nooked and crannied, Rip Van Winkled, grayed and grannied. Oh, there is just no hope in sight to find another Mr. Right, or even just a Daffy Duck, an Elmer Fudd, or Mr. Yuck. The time has come, the time is now, the time has come, right now and how. You must return, you must, I say, return back home, right now, today. Naomi prayed that they would bite, and Orpah knew that she was right. She packed her bags without a fight and left for home that very night. But oh, not Ruth, not her, no way. She had a thing or two to say. I can't return. I want to stay. I will not go right now, today. For where you are is where I'll be. And when you stay, you'll stay with me. And when you die, I'll die with you. And that is what I'm going to do. Your God will be my God, and He will surely care for you and me. Oh, what a thing for Ruth to say. That kind of thing can make your day and make you shout, hip, hip, hooray! They hugged and kissed, then packed up tight and left for Bethlehem that night. Naomi, is it really true? What happened, girl? Just look at you. Your hair, your clothes, your shoes, your toes, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose. You're looking pale. You're looking thin. In fact, if we may say again, you're really looking more akin to something that the cat dragged in. Well, things look bad the way things can, but listen now, God had a plan. Oh, Naomi, please don't cry. Oh, please don't cry. I'll tell you why. I'll find a farm. I'll be real nice. I'll ask them once or maybe twice to take our jugs and jars and sacks and fill them full of treats and snacks. Yes, crumbs and morsels, flakes and flecks, leftover kernels, crumbs and specks, a black banana, bagels, lox, some cheese stuck to a pizza box. I'll beg and plead, I'll sob and bleat, I'll ask them for a tasty treat, an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, tiny scrap for us to eat. So off she went. She did her thing. She did it, never noticing that someone had been fastening his bulging eyes on everything. Who is that girl out in my field? And what's she doing, Boaz squealed. Look at that hair, look at those eyes. Excuse me just 1 minute, guys. I've got to go and socialize. He shaved his toes. He licked his lips. He checked his teeth for cracks and chips. He combed the bugs out of his hair. Yes, Don Juan, double debonair with savoir faire extraordinaire. Now, don't be too quick to judge. Amen? Well, don't think what you're thinking then, for Boaz was a gentleman. Please stay with us. Take what you need. Take what you need and more indeed. He loaded up all Ruthie's sacks and jugs and jars with treats and snacks. Yes, it was true love at first sight, a double thumping heart delight. She headed home. Oh, what she'd found. Her world was turning upside down. She ran the whole way back to town, about 10 feet above the ground. I'm telling you, Tonight's the night. Naomi grinned, and if I'm right, there's only one thing left to do to get that man to say, I do. So do they did, oh did they do. They fluffed and puffed, they crimped and curled, they powdered, sweet perfumed and pearled, they thanked the Lord, they sang his praise, they marveled at his wondrous ways, and off she went into the night to have and hold her Mr. Right, her Mr. Shining Armored Knight, her straight from heaven sent delight. Now, as I'm sure that you supposed, Boaz said, yes, when Ruth proposed, yes, Ruth proposed, that's what I said, just look it up, go right ahead. They tied the knot and lived to be quite happy ever afterly, and soon God blessed them with a son, a precious little baby one. But wait, the story's far from done, because their son, he was the one who had a son, who had a kid known as King David. Yes, he did. And David was the great, 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 great times three times one plus eight great granddad of a man whose wife you've probably heard of all your life. A man whose son, to be precise, was Jesus. No, yes, Jesus Christ. Just take a second, think it through. Well, what God will go and do. For God is love, and love is kind. The kindest that you'll ever find. The kindest that you'll ever see. That's something else. Don't you agree? Father, we want to thank you that we don't study a Bible that was put together by a committee who came up with a bright idea for a religion, but we dip into a book that is immense. That you took the lives of real individuals, ordinary people, making their own decisions, facing their own hardships, tackling their own challenges, and in the immensity of your providence, you were ordering the very details in order that out of Israel should come forth one who was the leader of your people Israel. We don't read this little children's book for effect, although it is effective, but we read it because it encapsulates the whole story in such a way that fills us with awe, that finds us saying, what an amazing God you are. And some of us doubt your care. Some of us wonder if you know. Some of us came in here tonight thinking that somehow or another we were just a long number in a computer bank somewhere, and suddenly it dawns on us that you fashioned us purposefully, that you gave us our DNA, that you care when sparrows fall to the ground, and you love us in your Son, the Lord Jesus. Forgive us for doubting you. Forgive us for minimizing the depth of your life. Forgive us for trying to tell others about the good news in such a way that sounds like some kind of philosophy, rather than sounds like this immense story of redeeming love. Receive our lives, O God, tonight. For the glory of your Son's sake, we ask it. Amen.